Now the news. I'm Tian Yu. China's consumer price index rose by 1.5% year-on-year in December, compared with a 2.3% gain in November. Meanwhile, the producer price index rose by 10.3% in December from a year earlier. General Secretary Xi Jinping of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee is calling on party members to better understand the historical experience of the party over the past century. He made the remarks when addressing the opening of a study session at the party school of the CPC Central Committee, which was attended by provincial and ministerial level officials. Xi Jinping says he hopes officials can learn from the history and make correct decisions by thinking from a long-term perspective. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has held talks with Bahraini Foreign Minister Abdullatif bin Rashid Al Zayani in the city of Wuxi. Al Zayani says Bahrain attaches great importance to deepening relations with China and is ready to expand bilateral cooperation in all areas. Wang Yi says China is willing to be a long-term and reliable strategic partner of Bahrain. It's been confirmed North Korea test-fired a hypersonic missile this week. The official Korean Central News Agency says it was conducted by the Academy of Defense Science on Tuesday. The report says North Korean top leader Kim Jong-un watched the test fire and was briefed on the hypersonic missile weapon system. Kazakh President Kasym Jomart Tokayev has signed an order approving the list of government members, including the first deputy prime minister, government chief of staff, and ministers. Meanwhile, he has announced peacekeepers from the Russia-led Collective Security Treaty Organization will start withdrawing from the country in 2 days' time. Kazakh authorities say order has largely been restored in the nation and that almost 10,000 people have been detained over last week's unrest, which President Tokayev described as an attempted coup d'etat. Stuart Smith has the latest.
In the country, new changes are taking place politically. We have a new prime minister in Kazakhstan, appointed by the president, Alihan Smayilov. He's 49 years old. He's been working in the government as the finance minister for 2 years and most lately as the deputy first minister in the cabinet. He now has been tasked with, in 3 weeks, coming up with a plan for 2022 to get the country back on the road.
The Chinese mainland reported 166 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Tuesday. Of the new local cases, 118 cases were reported in Henan, 33 in Tianjin, and 8 in Shaanxi. The World Health Organization is warning Omicron variant could become more prevalent in Europe. WHO European Regional Director Hans Kluge says more than 50% of the population in the region will be infected with Omicron in the next 6 to 8 weeks. California has earmarked a sum of money to fight anti-Asian hate crimes that have been rising during the COVID-19 pandemic. Eddie's Tian San reports.
Victims and families will be compensated for a variety of costs resulting from these hate crimes, according to a recent law that's allocated some $165 million from the state budget surplus for the cause.
The World Bank says global growth will decelerate markedly this year as COVID-19 outbreaks and supply chain snarls persist while government aid programs expire. The Washington-based development lender forecasts that growth will slow to 4.1% this year from an estimated 5.5% in 2021. It also warns Omicron-related economic disruptions could substantially reduce growth to as low as 3.4%. China's new energy passenger car sales last year jumped by 170% compared to 2020. Data from the China Passenger Car Association shows nearly 3 million units were sold during the period. The industry association says sales of green cars will see limited impact from the decline of subsidies for new energy vehicle purchase. A promotional event has been held at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. ahead of the Beijing Winter Olympics. Chinese Ambassador Qin Gang has taken the opportunity to pass his good wishes to athletes from both China and the U.S. The event was organized by China Media Group. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.